Vice President Joe Biden urged scientists in Seattle yesterday to collaborate to help speed up the process to cure cancer. Biden toured a lab at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and then held a roundtable discussion with scientists. We get more from KUOW's healthcare reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
Vice President Biden has been touring the country, talking with leading researchers and doctors as part of the White House Cancer Moonshot Task Force. He says he's seeing real movement, a turning point in cancer research.
4 to 5 years ago, geneticists weren't working with immunologists, virologists, etc. As a matter of fact, most of the immunologists who are the lead now were sort of out there in the wilderness. But all has changed.
Biden says he wants to know what the federal government can do in the coming years to speed up progress. One of the issues that came up was access to data.
Everybody talks about big data as an indispensable tool, but the aggregation of that data is turning out to be difficult.
It's difficult on many levels. For example, researchers at Fred Hutch have access to about 400,000 cancer patients through a registry in Western Washington. That data usually includes information like medical history, treatment, and maybe their genomic sequence. But sometimes the data is incomplete, and research institutes don't always share data. The problem, says Biden, is that data is trapped in silos. Biden has been personally affected by cancer. His son, Beau, died last year at age 46. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.